right now on VFN TV in Oklahoma, at the Oklahoma Capitol, in the state of Oklahoma, at 10:30 at night on Monday, they removed the Ten Commandments from the Capitol. Right after we had the opportunity of seeing these human capital videos produced by David DeLaden, the president of Center for Medical Progress. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an interview with him right now on VFN TV. Join us.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really said it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're going to go right to it. Can you believe this? In Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma, in the capital, in the night hours at 10:30 at night last Monday, they came in there when everybody was asleep and removed the Ten Commandments of God from the Capitol with all this going on. Matter of fact, take a look. So you're seeing them right here. This is the capital of Oklahoma. They're going in, they're cutting out the Ten Commandments, and they're removing them from the state capitol. At the very same time, we're funding abortion and the murder of children in our country. Renewing the funding to Planned Parenthood. Imagine this. It's like insanity. I mean, you're looking at this downward spiral of this rolling downhill with all these decisions that are being made. And if you are a partner with VFN TV, understand these teachings are available to you. What prophecy is telling you the future in advance. The question I asked was, and early prophecy was, is America under judgment? Let's take a look. And there's three phases to it. It's totally yours, a partnership for any amount, but you need to listen to this. You need to know because we are in some America is in trouble. Speaking of that, as we're removing the Ten Commandments, the Congress, yours and our leaders that we sent to Washington, D.C., they are funded. They said against the will of the people, we will continue to fund Planned Parenthood with over 57 million abortions in the land. Do you remember? Actually, this is David DeLaudin we're going to be talking about. David DeLaudin, he's the one, as you can see right here on your screen, he's the one that did the Center for Medical, he's the president of the Center for Medical Progress. He's the one that did the human capital investigation videos, which y'all saw. You probably can see them on your screen right now. Be careful. Turn your kids away. You don't probably see this, but here's some pictures right here to be able to see, remind you what we're talking about. This is one of the leaders that was there. You know, just go back to camera two on this. And then you're looking at, this is babies that have been aborted in dishes. They're selling the parts. This is a closer look at that. A little bit more, they're talking about it. But you remember, we showed these videos. We got these videos. They're talking about what you can get for each particular part, selling them individually. This is, I believe, the lady is saying that she can itemize it on a particular baby part. This is one saying, no big deal, we can do this thing. I mean, this is horrific. Over 300 hours of investigative journalism was done by, as you're seeing right here, bring back David DeLaudin again. David DeLaudin, he's a young man in his 20s. I believe it's for the last 2 years, he went under investigation with maybe 6 or 7, you'll hear more details about it, to be able to uncover what's going on, reportedly, allegedly, this is what they're alleging, this is what's going on. And he is the president for the Center of Medical Progress, who did the video, said he called it human capital because they're selling our children, selling our babies, or 57 million children aborted. So we have an interview, we finally got an interview with him as he's being interviewed by Glenn Beck on The Blaze. We want you to join it. Take a look.
And rarely do I see somebody who is as smart, as capable, and as spot on mission and humble.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
As the guy who's the opposite of Stu.
Oh. Thank you. The guy I appreciate it. Shut up, both of you. I just thought it was...
David DeLeiden. He is the guy who has made the Planned Parenthood videos that we have been watching now as a nation. I believe he was raised up for this purpose. And David, welcome to the program. I want to tell you in person, you have changed me as a person. Your work has changed me. I think Pat would say the same thing.
Definitely.
We have always believed that abortion was wrong,
mm-hmm.
but we bought into this lie that we shouldn't say anything. There's other topics that are too... We're carrying enough water. This is what we used to say to each other. We're carrying enough water. We can't carry any more water.
When you're too damaging.
Yeah. When your videos came out, I said, Stu said, Pat said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I don't care what the damage is. I don't care what happens. You changed us as people. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me on. And that's very, very high praise to hear.
When I asked you, because we've been trying to get you on for a while, when I asked you when you're standing on my stage yesterday, would you come on the radio show with me today? You said something that I thought was really intriguing, that you've been taking a back seat and trying not to be in the press. Do you mind talking about this?
Not at all. No, we can talk about it. Yeah.
Not wanting to be in the press. Why?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, I'm certainly not, I wouldn't say that I'm shrinking from, any opportunity or any kind of duty there, but I think it's, and I've said this before actually publicly, so I just say it again, that I think it's really important to be clear that the story is, it's not about me at the end of the day. It's about Planned Parenthood. It's about the babies that they kill and part out like used cars. And it's important to keep the focus on the actual revelations and the actual discoveries, and not let anything distract from that.
How many more of these do you have?
We gathered a total of close to 300 hours of undercover footage in the 2.5 years that we did this investigative journalism study. We've probably only released about 20 of those 300 hours.
Oh,
not even a tenth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are there things that you are just like, I can't wait until this shoe drops? I can't wait. Are there things that are still being held that you're like,
yeah, there's definitely still a couple of things like that, that, I'm quite excited to bring forth.
How much restraint has it taken to A, not make this about you? But B, not to just run and rush this out, pump all of it out, but to hold it as long as you have, to do it exactly right. What was the restraint like?
Yeah. I don't see it so much. I don't see like restraint so much as just wanting to put in the effort that a topic like that deserves, to be done properly. It's definitely, it's not easy. It would be easier to, I think just like it would be easier to, it would be easier to make one video rather than 10, for example. It would be easier to gather 12 hours than 300 hours. But for a topic as big and multi-layered and complex as baby parts harvesting and trafficking, that's something that deserved to have a long-term, in-depth, comprehensive investigative journalism study. It deserved to have all of the pieces be in place, and to have a complete narrative to take to the public before any individual piece was going to come out. So, like you said, this was a very mission driven effort from the very beginning. It was very cause driven, and I wanted to do a really good job. So
at any point did you see, you're going up against literally evil. Had to be breathtaking. Were there times, are you in the videos? Are you one of them asking the questions?
I was one of six actors that we used, yeah.
Because you guys play the role very, very, very well. At some point, you guys had to have walked out of those just shaking and thinking, A, I can't believe the evil that I just faced. And B, people die for stuff like this. I mean, we're going up against evil and very powerful evil. Did that ever hit you while you were doing these things?
Yeah. Yeah, several times, actually. You know, I remember one experience in particular was a conversation that I had with a late-term abortion doctor. Her name is Dr. Shelley Sella. She was featured in the documentary After Tiller, which profiles several different late-term abortion doctors. She practices now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they have no abortion laws whatsoever. So she does abortions all the way up to birth, 39, 40 weeks. She works part-time.
Where is this?
This is in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Southwestern Women's Options, yeah. And she also is a contract physician for Planned Parenthood in Northern California. And I went to a screening of the After Tiller documentary in the East Bay in California at Berkeley, where she was there to do a question-and-answer session after the film. And so I was there undercover as my character, and I asked her a few questions about fetal tissue harvesting. And while I was speaking with her, she wasn't suspicious of my character. Everything was going well. We were talking, kind of joking, laughing about something. And all of a sudden, she looked straight in my eyes. And I saw almost like a flash of light run from one side of her eyes to the other, kind of like when the sun is flashing in a car, like driving on the freeway. And it flashed from one side to the other, and all of a sudden her eyes looked really hard and mean and aggressive. And for the first time during this entire project, I felt really afraid, like an actual fear, fight or flight kind of response. Like I felt very exposed, felt like she knew everything about me. And then all of a sudden that kind of flash, that glint in her eye was there again, and it was gone, back to laughing, joking, totally casual, normal. I talked about that with several people afterwards, and some people have kind of a spiritual interpretation of that event, others a more psychological interpretation, but on some level, we feel like that was the predator look or the predator instinct that you see in someone who is accustomed to killing people. And this is a late-term abortion doctor who's terminated many, many, many big babies over the years. And that was probably
full-term babies.
Yeah. And that was probably the most significant moment, that I had, kind of early on encountering, as you said, the evil that we were going to be directly in contact
what
with.
What does it, what is your life like now? I mean, I know when I was at Fox, but when I was at Fox and now even with, ISIS, ISIS is probably, I mean, when I was at Fox, we were dealing with giant government and corrupt people, really bad, nasty, some of them evil, corrupt people. But generally speaking, not killers. Mm-hmm. ISIS, they're killers. I have lots of security. You don't. What is your life like now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my life is... I feel like in some ways not too much has changed since the time that we were doing this project for 2.5 years. The biggest change maybe is that in some ways it's a little easier. Frankly, it was a lot harder to have lunch or dinner with late-term abortion doctors, to spend weekends with them at fancy hotels talking about new and better ways to kill children. That was all a lot harder than dealing with any of the media or media narrative stuff, the current events, all of that, and you know, that comes with the public release of the project is frankly a little easier than the actual execution of the undercover work. The response overall has been way more positive than negative. I've been involved in the public release of projects like this before, and the level of hate mail, so to speak, that's come at us is actually an order of magnitude less than what I've seen in the past, and I think that is a function of how these videos are really striking a chord at the core of people's values, at the core of just human and American values. The response has been just overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly positive compared to negative. There have been a few death threats, but just a few.
Let me ask you three categories. Your feeling on, from what you expected and what has happened, what you've lived through, what you've seen, what you know, and now what the reaction is. Tell me your feeling on the public reaction, the institutional reaction, far as Congress and the administration, and quite honestly, because he's still here in America, the Pope's reaction and the opportunity that they had last week. Tell me about public servant Pope.
Sure. So so for the public reaction, I would have to say, and this also goes for the public servant reaction, you know, I always thought that these videos and the revelations about Planned Parenthood's baby parts harvesting would be really big news. But I never thought or anticipated or expected it would be like 10 presidential candidates commenting on it in the first 24 hours big. Mm-hmm. And so that's a level of volume and a level of interest that I don't think you can necessarily even plan for or anticipate for anything. But that has been, so in terms of the public reaction, the public outrage, and especially what I've really taken away from the public reaction is there seems to be a real motivation on the part of a lot of people to make sure that something changes.
Yeah.
Because of these videos. There's people, you know, Stem Express is one of the biotech companies that's been partnered, most extensively with Planned Parenthood clinics around the country to harvest baby parts. And they're located in a small mountain town in Northern California. And there's local people there who've started doing prayer vigils and protests, every week outside of the Stem Express laboratory up in that town. And we're just inspired to do that by the videos, and they're not giving up, and they have big, you know, big rallies every month about it. So the public reaction, I think, has been even beyond what I could have expected. The same thing goes for the public servant reaction. I'm very gratified to see that there are four different congressional committees that are now investigating Planned Parenthood and their baby parts harvesting and late term abortion business, as well as many, many state and local law enforcement investigations moving forward. As far as the Holy Father's reaction, I am a huge fan of Pope Francis. He's a huge inspiration and role model to me.
You Catholic?
I am Catholic. He was especially an inspiration for me and a source of wisdom during the course of doing this project for 2.5 years. I was a little disappointed by the fact that he didn't mention abortion or baby parts trafficking in the speech to Congress a few days ago. Especially because the Holy Father has very, very strongly condemned harvesting and trafficking in aborted baby parts. Just a little over a year ago, he mentioned it explicitly, and he's familiar with the issue. I feel like that probably has more to do with kind of the diplomatic core management of the papal visit as opposed to the Holy Father as a person. But I do feel like it was a little bit of a missed opportunity, because so many people love him and look up to him for the prophetic voice that he has and that he brings to the conversation and brings to, you know, to our lives. And so I feel like that could have been his Mother Teresa moment, you know, yeah, speaking truth to power.
It's exactly
America.
That's what we said, and
I feel like it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. We're talking to David DeLayden. He is the founder of Center for Medical Progress, which sounds like a progressive front organization, quite honestly. These are the good guys. These are the guys who have gone out and made these anti-abortion videos, these videos on Planned Parenthood. I want to talk to you a little bit about what Nancy Pelosi said, where she would like an investigation of that, when we come back in just a second.
This is an amazing man. We're listening to David DeLayden, president of Center for Medical Progress, the one who did the human capital investigation of Planned Parenthood and the selling of baby body parts and all that's going on that we've been talking about and showing these videos. At 26 years old, the last 2 years, he invested in doing this. It's an amazing person, amazing team. I believe he said 6 or 8 people that had done this over 300 hours of video. And what we try to do and encourage you at VFN, that this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. We have to begin to wake up and say, you know what, we can be embedded journalists. You know, we can join the internship program at VFN TV. You can come in and join the internship so you could learn how to make these kind of videos, that you can go out and do investigative reporting. If you're interested in joining the internship, you can go to VFNTV.com and contact us in the contact area, and we'll make contact with you. This is how you do it. Young people got together. They said, this is a terrible thing. Let's go in and just make this thing happen. They learned how to act out these roles. They had their cameras, and they went and did investigative journalism, which used to happen all the time, by the way, in America. But lately, it seems there's no journalist that's out doing this kind of investigative work. We're going to continue with this interview that Glenn Beck is doing with David Dilaudin after this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right back to this interview that Glenn Beck is having with David Dilaudin. This is so important because David Dilaudin is the one that was responsible for putting this investigation together with the Center for Medical Progress to uncover, allegedly, what Planned Parenthood is doing in our nation with over 57 million children killed in the womb, aborted, and they're revealing how they were selling the body parts. Remember, we had those, of these babies, to universities and research labs, and the stem cell research company in Northern California. Well, this is the man right here being interviewed by Glenn Beck. Let's take a look.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to David Dilaudin. He is the guy who is responsible for making, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but how many people on your team that made these videos?
We worked with a handful of contractors, probably 5 to 10 people total.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. These are the videos that have come out for on Planned Parenthood to show exactly what they're doing. That is a death factory. And they're selling for spare parts. It's sick what they're doing. I want to play a little bit of Nancy Pelosi here.
Yeah, this is an amazing video, David. How do you feel when you hear it? First of all, I'll play it for you, and then we'll ask you questions about it.
I haven't seen. I've seen some news reports of it, but I also know that some of it is not real, and you can create any reality that you want.
But even if you don't accept the videos on their face.
And I think they should be investigated as to how they obtained those and doctored those and then had them be accepted as something that was an indictment against Planned Parenthood, because that's not true.
How does that make you feel when she hasn't even seen the video and she's calling for an investigation of not Planned Parenthood, but you?
I would imagine you would welcome that investigation.
Yeah. No, so I mean, I think three words: denial, projection, and contradiction. Those are the three words that sum up her approach there. They can't defend the conduct of Planned Parenthood on the videos, so they have to resort to denialism, to saying that the videos aren't real and the stuff that they're showing isn't real. She's projecting in terms of, you know, I just thought that line was so funny. You can create any reality that you want. I feel like the spin from Planned Parenthood and their allies in Congress and in the media, they're the ones who are creating an alternate reality where the videos aren't real and the events that they record are somehow fabricated. That's the alternate reality that's being created. And number three, the contradiction that, you know, if the videos aren't real, then why do they need an investigation into myself and CMP?
Right. So it does seem like they're going for it in that they're trying to attack it because they know a certain percentage of people just won't check. They'll hear that they've been doctored, believe it, and move on, which is a typical tactic. But from the conservative approach to this, this has all been about defunding Planned Parenthood. And as I watch these videos, I can't help but feel like that is just small potatoes when it comes to this entire thing. I mean, I can't believe after seeing this action that that's what we're going to do. Was that your end goal, just defunding Planned Parenthood, or how much more was that?
Hang on. We're going to get your answer when we come back. The organization responsible for the videos that are exposing Planned Parenthood are done by the Center for Medical Progress. The guy who is the founder of that is David Dilaudin, and he is with us now.
David, you do this project for several years. I mean, you put a lot of work into this. So I would imagine as you're going through it, you're picturing the end game, what happens at the end of this. And the conversation's been around defunding Planned Parenthood, which is essentially we no longer pay for these activities, which would be great. I'd really like to not be paying for them. However, they're still in operation. They still exist at that front. Their activities seemingly go on, potentially at other institutions. Is defunding Planned Parenthood enough?
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, I think what the American people want when they're confronted with evidence like this, that an organization that is funded by $500 million taxpayer dollars a year and holds themselves out as a legitimate mainstream medical organization, where they're confronted with evidence that that an organization like that has been lying to them and has been using their taxpayer money to run a horrific late-term abortion and baby parts business, I think the American people want accountability more than anything else. And what that means is it means not just defunding and making sure that taxpayer money is not going to fund the biggest abortion business in the country that is going beyond abortion to do even more grotesque, horrific activities. But it also means making sure that they're held accountable to the law, to the whole constellation of laws and regulations on both the state and federal level that are violated in the course of harvesting and selling aborted baby parts. So, you know, I think it's good that there's four different congressional investigations that are moving forward right now. There's multiple state and local law enforcement criminal investigations that are moving forward right now of Planned Parenthood. And defunding is only one part of holding them accountable.
You find it odd, because going through this is a bit amazing in that it really has, as Glenn and Pat both said, you really like changed perspective, I think, with this project. It's done an amazing thing. But in some strange way, it's almost as if people are more upset about the sale of the parts than they are the actual act of the murder. Have you seen that reflected at all? And is that a weird place to be if you're moving through the sort of public rollout of these videos?
Yeah, I don't think that there's so much of a distinction between those two reactions. I think that when people are upset about Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, I think it's because the transaction makes it really clear to them what's going on in that entire area of Planned Parenthood and abortion. And part of, you know, why I thought this project was so important to do, and to do in a really comprehensive and sophisticated way, is that there is this paradox at the heart of baby parts trafficking. And it's that on the one hand, the human fetus, unborn children, are not considered to be fully human enough to be protected by our laws. Their humanity is not considered to be fully equal to that of our own in order to be fully protected from being killed by abortion. But at the same time, it's precisely that equal humanity that makes them so valuable for exploitation, for scientific experimentation, and makes researchers and Planned Parenthood hunt after their body parts like buried treasure in order to sell them. And so, like no other issue, I think the baby parts issue has the ability to cut to the core about our contradictory attitudes towards unborn children, the way that we treat them both medically and legally and socially. And I think that paradox surfaces out a lot of other contradictions in our society right now. And I think that it opens up an avenue for people to get to that deeper issue of their, you know, of their killing people.
David, did you think you'd be further along in the process of whatever your goal was for this, whether it's to stop abortion completely and or defund Planned Parenthood? You said you expected more than that.
Yeah, we're discouraged.
Did you think you'd be further along after 10 videos that are so horrific and so abominable? Did you think there'd be more of an outcry?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a realist in the sense that I know that Planned Parenthood has a lot of political cronies and allies in the media. They're a very, very entrenched special interest organization. And so, I'm under no illusions about how long it might take to fully root them out. I think that I know because because our investigators have talked to them and talked to their top level executives that this is the last issue that Planned Parenthood wanted to have to talk about in public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the last issue that they were prepared to talk about in public. And it's the last issue that they thought they were going to have to talk about in public. And so they're still trying to figure out what their response is going to be to what everybody is calling the worst PR crisis in their history. And I would say, based on the...
We're going to continue this interview when we get back from this break. You've got to hear it, including Ben Carson on The View talking about there's a war inside of women going on. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to the interview with David DeLaden, the president of Center for Medical Progress, the one who put those human capital videos together, the investigative work, an amazing interview by Glenn Beck, and you're going to be really surprised what Dr. Ben Carson has to say on The View. Take a look at this.
There's no way, once the truth is really out and it begins to fall apart, and it may just take longer, you know, like the Nazis did, it took a while for that thing to fall apart. But once their crimes are really exposed, it's going to be horrific. There's no amount of PR that's going to be able to fix this. So if you were exposing, I don't know, me and my, I don't know, evil caliphate conspiracies or something, and you came up with something this powerful, you would have had a Pulitzer. You would be working for, you know, CBS would have been calling you. Everybody would have been calling you to set you to work. What's your career path here? Because you're not popular with the people who do what you do.
Right. You know, that's interesting because it's an interesting question because, you know, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, the project is not about me. It's about the revelations and about the discoveries about what Planned Parenthood is doing. But I mean, you know, but I think that my job here is pretty clear right now that, this was a 2.5 year long undertaking. It may take just as long to kind of fully present to the public and to elected officials exactly what we did and how we did it and what we discovered. And I'm committed to seeing all of the different initiatives that have kind of sprung off of CMP's investigative journalism work so far, whether they're the congressional investigations, state level investigations, state and federal level legislation, and just a whole host of other initiatives. I'm committed to seeing all of those, you know, through as effectively as they can happen.
Will be remembered, you know, in history, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years from now. You will be remembered in history as the guy, I think, that began the beginning of the end of Planned Parenthood, is without a doubt, mm-hmm. without a doubt. You said several times, it's been a 2.5 year process. How are you eating? Who's paying for you? Where are you getting your money?
Well, sure. Yeah, we heard how well-funded you are by, from the Planned Parenthood people, who, by the way, are funded by $500 million in taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
But you guys are the ones who are so well-funded.
Right.
Who funded all this?
Right.
Who,
well, so CMP is a 501c3 nonprofit. We did the entire project over 2.5 years on just a little under $120,000 total.
Oh my
god! 2.5 years.
Oh yeah, my
god! It was definitely a shoestring budget. I definitely lost weight while we were doing it.
You are a little thin.
I am a little thin, just a little. And that was really just a core group of, I'd say, probably about a dozen, maybe 15 to 20, very, very committed.
What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I'm the executive director and the project lead for CMP now. We have a donate button on our website, centerformedicalprogress.org.
So you could use some donations.
I wonder if there's anybody in the audience.
I wonder if there's anybody who would.
Maybe somebody.
What was that address
again?
What
was the address?
It's centerformedicalprogress.org.
centerformedicalprogress.org.
And there's, because you don't have like big money donors like the Koch brothers,
right,
or ExxonMobil.
Right.
No.
Planned Parenthood.
Not yet. Or, you know, George Soros or Warren Buffett.
The great thing is, too, because you're doing really, really important work and you lost weight. Which is, we would do pretty much anything.
The virtue is its own reward, as they say.
Yeah. I think I found all the weight you've lost, but that's a different story. I want to thank you sincerely and tell you that all of the resources that I have at my disposal, you're a straight-up guy. I've, as I said at the beginning, I've seen people like you come and I've seen people like you go. You are going to be around for a long time if you keep your ego in check, which looking in your eyes, I don't think you're going to have a problem with that. And you always make it about the truth and not about you. And it's a real true honor to meet you. And you just tell us what you need. And our home and our resources are at your disposal. Keep up the fight.
It's wonderful, Glenn. It's an honor to be on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this not amazing? 2.5 years. Think about 2.5 years. They went and did all this journalism work. That's what we want to see in regards to the media. We've got to wake up and begin to say, you know what? We can use these tools. We can use camera. We can use television. We can use our ability to be able to do things. And he did it at 23 years old, I guess, 2.5 years. He's 26 now. And they did it with a skeleton crew. Listen, you can make a difference. You can join the VFN internship program. Go to VFNTV.com or VFNTV.com/interns. Contact us and we'll get a hold of you. That was David DeLeiden, the president of Center for Medical Progress. When you get back, you're going to be really surprised what Dr. Ben Carson had to say on The View. Make sure you join us.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That's totally amazing, John. Isn't it? With David DeLeiden, the president of Center for Medical Progress.
Hero.
And you can be a hero, too. He just said he's going to do something about something that he thought was unjust. And he's just not even conceding. This is just the right thing to do. I mean, it makes me think about just, I believe, yesterday on The View, Dr. Ben Carson was talking about a war on what's inside of women. He's talking about the same thing that David DeLeiden's talking about, is about the killing of unborn children. As a matter of fact, listen to what took place on The View with Dr. Ben Carson.
One of the other quotes that we've sort of gotten from the research is that you sort of feel that there is not actually a war on women, but there may be a war on what's inside of women. Is that, accurate?
Yeah,
is that
the babies? I mean, we're killing babies all over the place. And, you know, we should be, I think people can probably understand, in my case, I spent my entire career trying to preserve life and give people quality of life, even operating on babies in the womb, operating all night long sometimes on premature babies. And I get to meet those people, you know, when they're adults and productive adults. There is no way you're going to convince me that they're not important, that they're just a mass of cells and that you can do anything.
I want to say, I want to ask you this. Have you met with the women who have to make these horrendous decisions when they have to make them of whether or not they can bring a child into the world? I mean, we talk about bringing children into the world all the time, but periodically, some women feel, I just can't. And are you empathetic to them? Because we
I'm very empathetic.
Oh, good. Go ahead, sorry.
Empathetic. And what I have said is that this is a job for us in the private sector. What we need to do is make sure that we provide adequate daycare centers for these mothers so that they can get their GED, their associate's degree, their bachelor's degree.
But wait, you're assuming that these are mothers who aren't educated. I mean, I'm talking about women who make that.
I'm talking about most of them.
I don't know that you can.
Let me tell you a fact. The fact is, a lot of those young girls who are having babies out of wedlock, when they have that first baby, they stop their education. And that child is four times as likely to grow up in poverty. We as a society have an obligation to do what's necessary to stop that cycle from occurring.
So how important is birth control then to the Republican Party? They should be out there really applauding Planned Parenthood for supplying birth control, mammograms, and everything else. Why are they against Planned Parenthood? Are you against birth control, too?
I don't speak for the Republican Party. I speak for
me. Okay, for yourself. Are you against birth control also?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. And so I guess you believe in daycare centers and maternity leave and food stamps and all the things that
here's
go along with raising a kid if you don't have the money.
Here's what I believe in, because I get sick and tired of people, particularly progressives, saying Carson grew up poor. He must have benefited from government programs, and now he wants to withdraw all the programs poor people.
We do not assume
Wait a minute. I've heard that so many times. You've
not
heard it too.
Us.
It's
not
a bunch
us.
Of crap. And what I really actually want to do is provide people with a mechanism for coming out of a state of dependency and climbing the ladder and becoming part of the fabric of America.
This is a great thing.
We agree with that.
Yes, but I think my question. Actually, I'm going to let everybody else ask their questions.
It takes me to Obamacare because you said it's the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery. How is it slavery and over 9 million people have it?
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because
This is supposed to be a country that is of, for, and by the people. The government is supposed to be there to facilitate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With this particular act, the government comes along and says, don't care what you people think. This is what we're doing. We're cramming it down your throat, and if you don't like
kind
it, too
like
bad.
Getting into
that,
the war.
That essentially shifts...
Because we did that. We've done that. That seems to be the way of the nation.
But it shifts the relationship between the people and the government. The people are supposed to be at the pinnacle. The government works for us. It's not the other way around. And we need to restore that.
Okay.
That's very important.
All right. Are we done?
Anybody else?
I just wanted to ask one last thing. I mean, you said that you don't necessarily relate to the Republicans, and you don't really say you're a Democrat either. So why do you feel this way?
I said I don't speak for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I didn't relate to them.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing.
Is there anything about the Republicans that you don't relate to?
Well, I am not a highly partisan person. The issues that affect us are imminent. Financial collapse if we don't change our ways.
Forgive me, Dr. Ben.
You know,
forgive me.
They're not Republican or Democrat issues.
Dr. Ben Carson, y'all. Members, oh, wait. Members of the audience, you're all going home with Dr. Ben's book, A More Perfect Union. Thank you, Dr. Ben.
So you're looking at, you know, a war on what's inside of women. Mm. It's what Dr. Ben Carson, brain surgeon, and he's, you know, worked inside the womb of women to be able to make sure that child lives. You know, and they don't have, when somebody's has a baby inside of them, they don't say, you know, you have baby showers. They don't say, let's have a fetus shower.
Right.
It's a baby. When Jesus was in the womb of Mary and with John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth, those weren't fetuses jumping. That was the baby Jesus jumping John the Baptist jumping in Elizabeth's womb. And we've got to begin to define life. It's been messed up to the point, we could say from this point on, the moment that child is conceived, and at that point, when mitosis and all those things begin, mm-hmm. the babies begin to be created, the DNA is released, and the miracle of God begins to grow. And if you haven't noticed yet, even after your baby's born, he or she doesn't stay 18 inches long.
They grow.
And if God's design didn't stop it, we'd be giants. Everything is just programmed by God, and it's amazing. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We want to thank David Dalyden, the president of the Center for Medical Progress with the investigative reporting. We want to thank Glenn Beck with the Blaze Television, and thank the people of The View that had Dr. Ben Carson on to talk about the war that's taking place inside of women. Make sure you join us on our next program. We're going to be talking about the prophetic unfolding of why Russia's in Syria. And does this have to do with end time prophecy? Because Russia's in Syria, Iraq's cutting a deal with Russia. You have Saudi Arabia about to possibly shift from the dollar being the petroleum. Man, things are going to be dramatically different as we know it. But pray for us. Remember to pray for us. And we want to pray for you. Father God, Lord, we just ask you right now, Lord, that you would come and touch each and every one, Lord, here in these studios, God, those that are watching by television, listening by radio, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this brave young man, David Dalyden, that just said, you know, we're just going to do this, you know. And what a brave man. We pray protection over him and his family and all this crew, God. We thank them for standing up. Give us the same kind of courage, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would reward those who are standing up, you know, for the light. Those that are partnering and standing with VFN TV as partners and sponsors. You know, bless them for standing up for what's right during this time. Shine the light in these days of darkness, God. And I pray, dear God, that you would end abortion and send revival, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We sure appreciate you watching.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Listen, I'm telling you,
There's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their Father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.